Here he is, Nick Revo with us.
Oh,
good
morning,
Nick.
Happy Friday.
I've just seen one of the most generous offers I've ever seen. Nick only found out recently that Will can't burp and just very kindly suggested that Will could lay over his lap and be burped by Nick.
hey, I'm in good form. Yeah. I'm in good
You've
burping
got all the
form.
Kids at
Not
home.
My own burps, but burping others. Isn't that just a... It's just a little hidden... You know, yes. claws and, that you don't even know
one.
Exist. Oh, you got to start late and feed them.
Yeah.
Not just feed them.
Burp
them. The burping's the longest part.
Yes. If you get a colicky kid,
it's the worst.
It's a nightmare. Be
burp
up
yourself.
All night.
Oh, yeah.
How's lockdown going? You know the news?
Yeah, we're okay.
You're all right?
Okay, yep. Doing the homeskool thing.
I'm not doing much of it, truth be known. Attitude and energy is my job.
That's right. You're the Minister of Culture at home, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, just keep spirits high.
Yeah.
And,
come on, guys. Yeah. Where are we up to?
I can see you being a real glass
That's
half
what
full
I am.
Sort of guy. Yeah.
I'm in charge of playing music.
Yep.
And going to the shop to get food. It's a big job.
Hey,
that's my job.
That's one of the essential reasons to get out and about.
It really is.
Yeah. No, we're good, actually. We're good. Look,
what's calling the footy look like for you?
Well, just local. So
local.
Stay local, do it. So last week I did the Essendon West Coast game out of the studio in South Melbourne.
Right.
So we basically watch what the viewer is watching. So we get the broadcast feed on a big screen.
Yeah.
And then we had a little screen set up because the caller, Adam Papalia, was in Perth.
Oh, God, that's right.
So he was doing the play-by-play calling.
And how did that go?
It actually was pretty seamless.
Yeah.
So I was on with Eddie Maguire and David King. So
who's Eddie Maguire?
Yeah. The puppet master.
Finally, someone's acknowledged the puppet master.
He took offence to that, Eddie, and rightfully so. He's done wonderful things for that football club. But it was challenging, but not as difficult as I thought it would be. You know, if you had have said 18 months ago that we would have been sitting around calling a game in Perth from a studio with someone actually in Perth that we were trying to wax
it's
with,
madness.
It would. Yeah, but it's we've made it work.
Do you get a wider shot as well? As what the TV is?
We do, but the players look like ants.
Right.
So it's a little bit difficult
more shape
to,
and structure
yeah,
sort of
that's,
thing.
That's right. So it's hard to know who's who.
Let's talk about Melbourne-Brisbane before we take the break. This will be a belter.
Yeah, it will. It's strange that, like, I thought playing the game in Brisbane would have been, I know it was meant to be Melbourne's home game, but I thought playing the game in Brisbane, you would have packed it out.
Mm.
I think it's a missed opportunity, and I know the integrity of the draw, but if I was Melbourne, I would have been saying, hey, we'll play on the moon.
Yeah.
We don't care. And I reckon that would have sent a really good message to their playing group. Hey, we'll play these blokes anytime, anywhere. It's a good dress rehearsal. We might have to do it in finals.
Mm.
But it might have been out of their control. I don't know. But it's going to be a cracking game. Both of these sides play. They play the sort of style of footy that I think really will stand up in September.
Yeah.
So like Richmond have played that, you know, it doesn't have to be perfect sort of footy. They just find a way. So both of these sides are well positioned.
Lachie Neale
back. Harms for Melbourne. He tagged last week. So I wonder whether they just don't go straight away and put the clamps on him and try and shut him out of the game. But yeah, these two sides are right in the premiership mix. There's no doubt about it. So last week it was Melbourne took the honours over the Bulldogs and we all walk away thinking, oh, the Dogs got a few chinks in their armour. I know tonight's storyline will be pretty similar post-game, but really it's a moment in time and both of these sides will be there when the whips are cracking.
Will's just made a great point that we should talk about Jack v. Nick marks.
Yeah.
Because they were remarkably similar. And for people who don't know, Jack took an absolute screamer. And did you win Mark of the Year? You won Mark of the Year.
Nah, robbed by Sampy, remember?
Sore point.
That's right.
Sore point.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. How you could not win Mark of the Year for that mark, I'll never know.
Well, maybe justice will be done this year.
So both of you are running back.
Yeah.
Jack's was a little more over the shoulder. Yours seemed like you were doing a bit more of a through line.
Yeah. Yeah, I was running a bit quicker. Jack had a couple looks to see what was coming. So I mean, I wouldn't call it cowardly exactly, but no, it was a good mark.
It was unbelievable.
A good mark. Yeah, he sort of bragged a bit during the week that he'd spoken. So any of these matters where there's something to be decided, our grandfather Hines is usually the go-to. He's the point of reference. He's the arbiter of all things. Okay, who won this and who won that?
Yeah.
And so Jack has said that apparently Hines said that his mark was better.
No way.
But I have tried to call to seek clarification, and I haven't yet been able to get hold of him. But I'll be taking it up with him.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I said to Jack, I said you can copy my homework, but just make it a little bit different, and not as good, and that way none of us will get into trouble.
He seemed with his body shape to afford a little bit more protection if things went nuts up.
Yeah, he sort of, it was great. Like it was had a bit of everything. It had the courage, had the pop. From
yours seemed more maniacal.
Yeah,
like
that's
there
right.
Was like this could be the end of the world.
Real, just you know,
absolute guts.
No care. No, yeah, exactly. I mean, it was a beauty. It's an interesting one now. So Shea Bolton's taken a screamer.
Yes,
a real, real proper screamer. And Jax has got that. It's got that courage aspect. So I'd like to see Mark of the Year go to. You know, we do see hangers all the time, and it's a great part of our game. But I think Jack should be Mark of the Year.
Well, it goes into the Jonathan Brown revolt category now.
Oh, is that right?
They're the three, aren't they? Yeah, unadulterated courage.
Was a B. Jack's was a B, maybe a B plus.
Fair call.
Yeah, so we're not. He's not
it's
quite
just
there yet.
Brown and revolt.
Hey, that was a highlight from last week. I think the highlight of this week, though, is going to be, and I can't wait for this, is the crowd in Adelaide. Dodging footballs.
Yeah.
This is what I'm most excited about for the weekend is to see the ball fly in the crowd. And I know you just know people are gonna have fun with this.
Yeah, I know.
They're gonna go out of their way to be overly dramatic in getting out of the way. Can you believe what we're dealing with?
We had the South Australian Chief Health Officer suggest that if the ball goes into the crowd, don't catch it. And we've actually had a bit of fun with this with our pots and pans man, DC.
Yes, we have.
It's many sweaty men. This ball has been touched by many sweaty men. Many sweaty men. Regardless of COVID, sanitize your hands before you start eating your chips.
Yeah. I mean, that's just a community message, really, isn't it?
That's great. And if in doubt, there was a bit of footage. I don't know if you guys saw it, the footage the other week of someone holding their child up behind the goals at the Adelaide Oval.
Yeah.
If in doubt, just, you know, swat the footy away with your young children.
That kid got absolutely sconed.
Yeah.
Anything else football-wise, Nick? There's a couple of games.
Bombers-Richmond.
Bombers-Richmond.
Yep. It's building. They're coming.
You're not suggesting a boil over there.
I think it's, well, I've tipped Richmond, but I think it's well within the realms of possibility that Essendon, they're the real deal, the Bombers.
Mm.
They played there last week. They knocked off West Coast. They got some holes in their game. But they're building a style that's going to stand up. They've got great young kids. It's amazing how if you actually pick the right people at draft or trade time, how quickly you can turn around an entire program. And Essendon have been able to do that. Ben Rutten's doing a great job as coach. I love watching them play.
Slightly off topic, Trent Cotchin's wife was reported through the week as saying part of the reason she encouraged Trent to stay and play rather than come home because one of their children was sick was because she was really genuinely concerned about the trolling that would have taken place on social media for it.
Yeah.
That seems ludicrous, but I'm sure you're across all of that sort of stuff happening in your own career.
Yeah, like I'm not on Twitter or anything like that, so I probably don't.
Good choice.
I think it's a good. Well, there's a pretty simple solution.
Yes.
If you're worried about it,
yeah.
Get off the platforms.
It's a sad state of affairs that it goes on.
It's cowardly. It's all those things.
Younger players would be obsessed by it, wouldn't they?
Yeah, yeah. Again, I think some are into it. Some know that it's, you know, there's nothing really good that comes out of it. So, but you know, it's probably a bit more of a societal issue, isn't it? But it's a tricky one. And Brooke Cotchin, she got smashed last year.
That's with the
day spa
thing. Hub.
So once bitten, twice shy, maybe.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Have a lovely. What are you calling this weekend? You doing tonight?
Tonight's game, Melbourne Brisbane for Fox Footy. So we'll be there. You know, pulling it apart before the game and then reviewing halftime and post. And then I have got Adelaide Collingwood. Yeah. So I'll be on dodgeball watch as well. Yeah.
Lovely to see you.
Quick question
weekend.
Without notice.
Oh, yes. Please, by all means.
Carlton West Coast at the SCG. Yep. What do you reckon a crowd might be?
Size.
Marty suggested 400.
I'm saying 400.
I said it'd be closer to 10,000. I think I went a bit over.
I reckon they'll get They won't. It won't be three figures. It won't be five figures. I think it'll be four figures.
Okay, there you go.
Four figures. Yeah. Anything under 10.
Anything under. I think it'll be under 10. Yeah. I think it'll be about like 7.5 maybe.
Okay, 7.5. All right. We've got a few figures there.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nick.
Enjoy.
Chat again next week.